Oh, damn. What a day. So good to be home, finally. Baby, where are you, sweetheart? I know you're here somewhere. No, not there. Maybe the kitchen? Ah, there you are. Hey, baby. Yeah, surprise. Got out of work early today. Just thought I'd... Baby, are you okay? Have you been crying? Oh, sweetheart, come here. Come here, let me hold you. Shh, shh, it's okay, it's okay. I got you. I've got you. Take all the time you need, I'm here. There you go. That's my girl. Now, if you don't want to talk about it, I won't force you, but could you please tell me what's made you so upset? Mm-hmm. Okay. What? Oh, sweetheart, come here. Come here, baby. I'm so sorry you've been having such a difficult time at work. I knew you and your team were under a lot of stress, but I didn't realize how bad it was. What? There's something else? Okay, what is it, baby? Lay it on me. Are you serious? Those two new girls are bullying you? Oh, God. Well, what have they been doing? Oh, fuck those sons of... Sweetheart. Sweetheart, you need to report them to HR. I know that can feel daunting, but you can't let them keep treating you like this. You did. And what happened? Nothing? They said there wasn't enough evidence for a firmer reprimand. Oh, those stupid, useless... Okay, well, obviously we can't have this continue now, can we? Do you think you can keep a record of what they've been saying? Maybe even try to record them on your phone? Oh, you've already started doing that? Oh, that's good, babe. Once your boss gets back from vacation, I think you need to go to him directly. Screw HR. If they won't even take one of their best workers seriously. Baby, are you okay? You just tensed up for a moment there. Did I do something wrong? No? Okay, good. There's something else. Something else they said to you? Besides targeting your work? Tell me, baby, it's okay. Yeah, no, I remember when I dropped by for lunch the other day. They said what? Oh, fuck those stupid blind... Oh, sweetheart, shush, 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 please don't cry. Please, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I scared you, baby, it's alright. It's just... Oh, I'm just so mad that they'd even dare to think that about you. Baby, you are gorgeous, inside and out. I'm sorry you've had to bear such cruel thoughts because of those people who don't even know what they're talking about. But even though I know without a doubt that what they're saying is complete bullshit, it still hurt you and it's bloody unforgivable. Shush, 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 it's okay, baby. Just let it all out. I'm right here. I'm not gonna leave, ever. That's it. Be as loud as you need to be. I don't mind. Let all that pent-up emotion out in my arms. That's it, baby. There you go. You're doing so well. You've been so strong for so long, haven't you? My poor sweet baby, I'm sorry I haven't been there for you. My baby girl's been so brave without her daddy able to protect her while facing the big crazy world. You've done such an amazing job, and I'm so proud of you. Now, baby girl, I think it is long overdue that Daddy reminds his little girl just how much he loves and adores her, how precious she is, and just how much you still make my heart race every time I look at you. Come here. Let's go to the bedroom. Stand just there, baby girl, as still as you can. I'm going to take my time to show you just how incredible I find each and every part of you. First, these feet. So cute and ticklish. But strong, as they carry you everywhere to conquer each task. These legs. Slim and smooth, but powerful. Lifting heavy boxes and bags, but remain the softest pillow that I greatly enjoy resting my head on for those cozy days indoors. This ass. So firm and round, and a perfect fit in my hands every time I squeeze it. I think you're starting to enjoy my analysis of your assets, kitten. But let's keep going. Next is this tummy. So fun to tickle. Ah, gotcha. There's that smile I love so much. Next are these arms, so strong, yet slender and graceful as they move from task to task, from baking to dancing, to half carrying my dumb ass to bed when I got hammered. Hey, I still maintain someone flipped an extra few shots into my order. But still, the fact that you were able to prevent the both of us from toppling over is very impressive. There's these hands, so small compared to mine, but capable of magic. From the way they move to help you tell a story in detail, to the delicate touch of comfort on a bad day, and the way they can make me shiver under the covers. And after that, we have your back. So smooth and sensitive, even now I can feel it responding to my touch in goosebumps, as I slide my hands up under your shirt, and also trying so hard to not arch into me. Stay still, baby girl. I'm not finished yet. Your shoulders, ever enduring, carrying the weight of the world upon them. Even now I can feel how tight they are. Take a deep breath, love. And let it go. Don't think about anything else but this moment, here and now. Next is a personal favorite of mine. These breasts. Take off your shirt, let me see them. There they are, full and round, and so lovely to hold. Squeeze, and perfect nipples to suck. Are you enjoying my attention on your breasts, baby girl? Yes? Good. But we're still not done. I believe I was just coming up here to another part of yours that is my absolute favorite. This gorgeous neck. Hold your head high and proud as you face each and every day with determination. And when I kiss it right here, you make the most beautiful moans. Yeah. And it's also my second favorite spot. Oh, that's just the warm-up, baby girl. I plan to come back soon and give that spot some thorough loving. After that, there's your hair. So soft. I love the color, the length, the way my hands glide through it when I hold you, or how it flies everywhere when we're in the car with the windows down. It always smells like your vanilla and rose shampoo, too. And then we have your little chin that I always have to tilt up so you look at me when you're embarrassed, like right now. And your big rosy cheeks that are so fun to pinch when you smile. Just like that. This cute little nose, dusted with freckles that can sniff out brownies a mile away. I know, you just thought about my brownies, didn't you? Soon. Or it can crinkle in disgust when you smell the durian that our crazy neighbor loves to eat in her backyard. And this mouth, fuck, this mouth, sweet as pie and always begging to be kissed. And always a source of beautiful sounds, whether it's singing in the shower or moaning my name. And these eyes, oh, these eyes are just too beautiful to ever be given true justice in words. big, expressive, and able to see so much joy in the world. Come here, on the bed, on your back. Let me see you. How's my baby feeling? Better? Good. Just relax, kitten. Let daddy erase all of your doubts. You're doing such a good job, kitten, you always have. Take off these pants. Let me see all of you. Gorgeous. Let me just run my hands along your skin and savor its warmth. And there, just under your breasts, right here, is that precious heart. The biggest I know, so full of love and passion and kindness. And anyone that dare causes it to hurt will answer to me. You are a gift in my life, and nothing will ever change how much I love you. You're stuck with me, baby girl. Forever. Now, as much as I'm sure you're feeling good right now, I know those fears tend to come back once you return to work with those people. So daddy's gonna give you something to remind you that you are mine, as I am yours. I'm going to mark you, inside and out. Would you like that? That's my girl. Let's start with the outside first. Right here. There. That should bloom quite nicely on your neck for tomorrow. And now for the inside. Let's see if you're wet enough for me. Close, but I think we can do a bit better. Oh, fuck, you always taste so damn good. Open up, baby girl. Let daddy touch you in those spots you love so much. First this clit, in small, light circles just like that. Then trail up and down your slit, getting my fingers lovely and wet. Spreading it all around your lips. Oh, I felt that shiver, kitten. Keep moaning for me. I want to hear it. Yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, you want a finger? Well, who am I to deny you? There you go. Slowly at first, but deep, so I can stroke that little sweet spot of yours. There you are. Nice and slow at first, just as you like it. In and out, massaging your flesh, making you writhe underneath me. Oh, kitten, you're starting to buck a little. Did you want another already? Say please. Please, may I have another finger, daddy? Yes, sweetheart, you can. Ah, how's that, sweetness? Feeling daddy's large fingers stroking you in and out, stretching you just a little, teasing you for what's to come. That's it. Grind against my hand, press your clit into my palm. Moan for me. Fuck, you're so gorgeous like this. Open, vulnerable, and just teetering on the edge of release. That's it, baby. Keep going. Fuck yourself on my fingers. Claw at my back. Oh, fuck. Mark me too. Show that daddy is well spoken for. Oh, kitten. That's it, yeah. Oh, you're so close. I can feel it. Oh, kitten, don't cry or pout. You'll come soon enough, but not on my fingers. No, only with my cock inside, filling you up, marking you as mine. There's that smile. Take a breath for me, love. Here it comes. And, oh, fuck. Baby girl, I will never get over how good you feel. Wet and warm and soft and welcoming. Feels like home. That's what you are to me, kitten. Home. Oh, 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 That's it, baby. Hold on to me. Yes. Oh, God, you envelop my cock so damn well. Fuck, I'm hard. Oh, God, yes. Daddy loves how you move against him, kitten. The way your hands roam up and down my back, running through my hair. Oh, and the way you squeeze my cock. Oh, fuck. I'll never tire of it. Oh, yeah, that's it. Grind into me. Let the base of my cock rub your clit. Fuck, baby, keep going. Daddy loves you so much, kitten. Exactly as you are. That's right. Yes, baby, moan and whimper against me. I love hearing what I do to you. Oh, God, I almost forgot how well your pussy could take me. Oh, the way it grips my cock so hard that I can barely think straight. Oh, fuck. At this rate, I won't last much longer. It's been too long since last time. Yes, baby girl, you can come with daddy, I promise. I'm gonna reach down and I'm gonna keep playing with your sweet little clit. And all the while nibbling on your neck. I need to ensure there's no way you're able to hide this mark fully tomorrow. I want everyone to know you are mine. Fuck, that's it, love. Pull me in closer. I want to be as deep in you as possible. I don't want a single drop of my cum anywhere else. I want to completely fill you up. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm almost there, baby. I can feel you starting to clench down on me, too. Let go, baby. 3, 2, 1. Come for me. Come for me. Scream out. Let the neighbors know, too. Mine. You are mine. Oh, fuck. Mine. Oh, fuck. I'm going. Oh, fuck. You're mine. Mine. Oh, fuck. Are you okay, baby? Sure, I got you. I've got you. Take some deep breaths. Just breathe with me. Let yourself calm down. That's it. Oh, you did amazing, sweetheart. You always do. Come here. Cuddle up close. My big arms enveloping you. My cock still nestled inside. Let's just rest like this for a while. You feeling better? Yeah? Good. And you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? No, I'm not going after those dumb girls to rip into them, tempting as it is. No, tomorrow I'm going to make you waffles for breakfast. And then I'm going to fuck you again on the kitchen counter before dropping you off at work. So you're carrying a fresh reminder of how much I love you. And you know what? I'm even going to walk you right to your desk. And when I see at least one of those stupid girls looking, I'm going to kiss you so deeply that they will be blushing with jealousy. And I'm not going to give them a second look while I walk away. Always remember, baby girl, there is only you.